With all that went on in Thursday's game in your offense, how do you feel about it? With, you know, as you know, a lot of the fans out there are ready to jump off bridges because of you guys didn't score as many points as you wanted and things like that.
Well, in that case, the whole team would be ready to jump off a bridge, man, because we're not scoring as many points as we want to either, you know. And for us, it's a struggle, man. It's going into week three. And like I said, I don't think any football team in the league is really where they want to be right now. And that's not making any excuses for us. That just tells us that we have to come in here and work a little bit harder and try to, you know, fix the things that we messed up this past weekend. But that's why it's a week behind us, and when we have time to prepare for what's coming up, and we can hopefully try to improve and get better.
How about you? Are you happy where you are right now?
Absolutely not. I don't think anybody on this team's happy with where they want to be, starting with myself. And I definitely didn't get off to the start that I wanted. And, you know, I'll man up and say that. And, you know, for me, I've got to do better for my team. And also, this team has just got to work that much harder. So we don't put the blame on anybody. We're a unit. And it takes 11 of us out there. And that's who's going to have to stick together if we plan on improving in these coming up weeks.
Is there anything specific you want to do better on?
Hold the ball, man. I mean, if that's what you're getting at, holding the ball, I'll start myself and say that. But it's a lot of work that we have to do. I mean, that's the thing. It's early in the year, man. It's early in the year, so nobody's going to be perfect, but we just have to come in here and keep our nose in the dirt and keep grinding, man. And that's all we can do is take it one day at a time, 1 week at a time, and not get too far ahead.
Surprised to see number 80 out there in practice today?
Man, look, I'm waiting on the day. I'm waiting on the day. But for us, we just have to work with what we have. So, I mean, it's good to see our guys coming back and trying to get back out there and getting the swing of things. But, you know, until Sunday and when they dress out there in that uniform, we can't get too excited. So, like I said, we're just going to take it one day at a time and just wait it out patiently and just try to, you know, keep getting these victories under our belt. And every win that we get right now is a good one.
LeGarrette has talked about in the past about how Moore is going to be on your shoulders as a group of running backs. How ready for you guys when it comes to that level of responsibility?
I think we've been saying that all camp, man. You know, it's kind of a question that we've had pop up. And for us, I think it's just we have to go out there and be the players that we are. They're going to lean on us a little bit more, especially with Shane going down. That was a crucial part of our offense. And we're going to have to step up and keep playing. So for us, we just take it one day at a time. And we can only do what we can do, and that's come in here and work. And I mean that when I say it. I mean, each individual has to improve, starting with myself. We have to get better than we were last game. And we can't get satisfied with staying, you know, neutral and not putting up enough points in an offense. You know, we just have to improve. There's things that we have to get better at, and that's what we're working hard to do.
Bill was saying that, you know, Tampa's two plays away from being 2-0 as opposed to 0-2. Do you see that when you watch them on film?
Absolutely. Scrappy defense, aggressive defense. We're coming here ready to play. So 0-2 or 2-0, I know they're coming here to play ball, and they're going to play to get a win on Sunday. So the records don't really matter. It's about us and the Bucs on Sunday night, and that's what we're focusing on. And that's no team that we're going to overlook, because I know they have a great coaching staff and they have a very aggressive team, and they're coming to play, and we're going to be ready to play as well.
You sound like you want to play tomorrow, like you're fired up already.
I mean, it's been a long 2 weeks, but like I said, we're just going to take them in stride, man, and every day try to get better.
Can you take anything from your experience with them in the summer with the joint practice at the game? I know, you know, they keep things playing and stuff over the course of the summer, but can you take anything from that experience?
I know they're going to show a lot more than they did when we were here this summer. Like I said, it's two great coaches. I don't think our coaching staff really showed too much, and I don't think they really showed too much. But they're going to be coming in here ready to play. So if I can take anything from them, I know that they have some players out there that can play, and they play football. So it's going to be a good team regardless of what their record says. Thank you.
Thank you.